Hello, this is your Polycast for Wednesday, July 27th, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom. On today's edition, the latest from the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia. It's day three of the convention. On the second day, Hillary Clinton officially won the nomination, making history as the first female to ever top a major party ticket in the U.S. And after that main order of business was accomplished, the rest of the night was largely devoted to promoting the notion that Clinton has a big heart and would work hard for people who need help. The main salesman was her husband, former President Bill Clinton. His task was difficult, to reintroduce someone who has been on the national stage for 2.5 decades. His speech started as a long, rambling, sort of shaggy dog story, retelling how he met and married his wife. He built up to the notion that even though Hillary Clinton has been around for a long time, she is, quote, the best darn changemaker I have ever known. He argued that the image presented of her at the Republican convention was a cartoon, and that the real woman is a hard worker who makes everything she works on better.
How did this square with the things that you heard at the Republican convention? What's the difference in what I told you and what they said? How do you square it? You can't. One is real, the other is made up. You just have to decide which is which, my fellow Americans. The real one had done more positive change-making before she was 30 than many public officials do in a lifetime in office.
Among the other speakers last night, Senator Amy Klobuchar, who praised Hillary Clinton as a fighter against human trafficking.
Elevating women across the world so they're treated with dignity and respect, that's what Hillary Clinton will do. And if that means playing the woman card, Donald Trump, let me tell you, there are hundreds of millions of women in this world who are ready to play that card.
President Obama will address the convention tonight. Clinton will accept the nomination tomorrow. Also on the stage last night were a group of women who have lost loved ones to violence. They're members of a group known as Mothers of the Movement because some of the deaths triggered a nationwide wave of protests by Black Lives Matter and others. Several Minnesota delegates said they were pleased the party is putting a spotlight on the issue of gun violence, race, and police use of deadly force. Tim Pugmire filed this report.
Ron Harris of Minneapolis, a newly elected Democratic National Committee member, said the party is trying to send an important message this week about gun violence and race. Harris, who is African American, said he was encouraged by Hillary Clinton's private meeting with the family of Philando Castile last week in Minneapolis. He said it's a sign that she wants to understand and try to address racial injustice.
I think it's very hard, particularly for a white person, to really, really, really get it, because you never had to fear your child being killed based on the color of their skin. I think that we should recognize people's attempts, though. I think that we shouldn't be so hardline and so kind of morally pure where if you don't get it right away, we're going to dismiss you. I think that we should give credit where credit is due. And I think that by her making an attempt shows that at least she's on the pathway moving forward to figuring this stuff out.
But Delegate Alexis Penny of Minneapolis said he sees a big contrast to the law and order theme stressed by Republicans last week in Cleveland. Penny, who is also African-American, said he thinks Democrats are correctly raising important questions.
I have family that are in law enforcement, so I respect the work that they do. They obviously have a very difficult job. However, where you're having incidents where people are either being injured or killed for senseless or no reason, that's something to question.
Other Minnesota Democrats have concerns about how the issue of police shootings has entered presidential politics. DFL State Representative Dan Schoen took time off from his job as a police officer in Cottage Grove to be in Philadelphia. Schoen, who is white, said he thinks some of the heated political rhetoric about police deadly force has gone too far and can potentially put law enforcement at risk. He'd like all sides to tone it down.
You can tell me you support me and give me all the words in the world that you're going to be a law and order type of guy and you're going to get behind cops, but don't make my job more dangerous, you know? That's the piece that gets really difficult and makes me upset.
Schoen said he wants to make sure discussions about justice for shooting victims don't exclude the justice that police officers also deserve. Asked about the mothers of the movement, Schoen stressed that he can understand their pain and their anger. Covering politics, I'm Tim Pugmire, Minnesota Public Radio News in Philadelphia.
DFL Senator Al Franken is a much sought-after speaker around the Democratic Convention. Since winning in 2008, Franken has largely presented himself as a serious politician, a policy wonk, not a comedian. But Franken says the Clinton campaign asked him to draw from his old job to help make the case against Donald Trump. Some Democrats think Franken could well serve their party by being funny. Mark Zdechlik spent some of the day yesterday with Franken and filed this report.
A little bit higher. Okay.
If you're riding with Al Franken, you will listen to the Grateful Dead.
I'm a deadhead, and I just love those guys.
Franken does not look like a deadhead. He's dressed like a banker, a formal dark suit over a pressed shirt and tie.
I love the music, basically.
Several staffers are with him to tell him where he's going and who will be there. They hope they can get him there on time, or at least as close as they can.
Don't confuse me with someone who knows the schedule. I just got these guys around me. I got my staff around me telling me where I'm going next.
After leaving one fancy hotel in downtown Philadelphia, it's off to another, where Franken will pose for selfies with fans and otherwise acknowledge supporters who constantly approach him. He'll also deliver speeches to two state delegations that happen to be staying at the same hotel.
We're going to California. Have California breakfast.
The night before at the convention arena, California's delegation was a tough crowd. The state has more than 200 delegates backing Bernie Sanders. Some booed Hillary Clinton and chanted, "Lock her up," a phrase Republicans came up with at their convention last week in Cleveland. Franken's making the appearance in hopes of helping the party unite around Clinton.
Well, it'll be interesting, I think. You know, we'll see. We'll see, won't we?
On the way into the hotel, Franken is immediately recognized by well-wishers, someone in a truck, and a guy on the sidewalk.
Franken, how are you?
Very good. How are you, man?
Bernie Sanders himself is wrapping up remarks as Franken nears the ballroom.
Thank you all very much.
Still, Franken, a prominent Clinton supporter.
Hey, California, thank you for having me.
Quickly has the ears of Bernie backers as he rips into Donald Trump.
The guy is a pathological liar. He is dangerous.
Among those in Franken's California audience is Heidi Harmon from San Luis Obispo, who noted the crowd's show of respect for the Minnesota senator.
Even though this crowd has been fairly raucous, they seem to be interested in listening to what he has to say today.
Here's Harmon's take on why Democrats like Franken so much.
Because he's smart, and he's progressive, and he's funny. The way he communicates, you can see the intelligence, but he has a personable style. And the humor that he brings to the conversation is, I think, something people are really hungry for.
Franken draws solid applause as he says goodbye.
Thank you.
Waiting for an elevator, he indicates he was pleased with the reception.
I thought that was nice.
A couple of floors down, Franken is quickly approached by more selfie seekers as he enters the Florida delegation's breakfast meeting.
It's a pleasure to see you, sir. How you doing?
A local TV crew seems delighted that Franken has come within reach.
Say hello to Tampa.
Hi, Tampa.
On stage, Franken is serious about what's at stake in the election. But he also jokes that he gets to be funny again.
You know, a lot of people have asked me, is being a senator as much fun as working on Saturday Night Live? And the answer, of course, is no. Why would it be?
But Franken says being a senator is the best job he's ever had. Jacksonville, Florida delegate Monica DePaul says she thinks Franken could leverage more of his comedic background to help contrast Clinton with Trump.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm sorry, I gotta go. I gotta run.
And it's off to the next event for Franken. Back in the van, Franken, rumored to have been on Hillary Clinton's short list of vice presidential candidates, said he wouldn't have wanted the job. He says he doesn't want to be president. He laughs hard when asked whether mocking Trump bothers him, but then he gives a serious answer.
I think he's a bad guy. I think he's been reprehensible this campaign.
The other night, Franken said on stage at the convention that come Friday, delegates would have to start working hard to help elect Hillary Clinton. Based on his campaigning in Philadelphia, It's clear he's already doing that. Covering politics, I'm Mark Zadeklik in Philadelphia.
And that's your Polycast for this Wednesday, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio Newsroom.